On Friday, the Obama administration announced plans to tighten fuel economy standards for heavy trucks, buses, and vans. That's the transportation sector that contributes a quarter of the greenhouse gas pollution emitted by U.S. vehicles each year. The proposed regulation would require truck manufacturers to dramatically improve engine efficiency over the next 12 years. It's an effort to cut down on fuel consumption and emissions that are blamed for global warming. The federal government is also fighting climate change with incentives for electric vehicles. Texas also has an electric car incentive program, but it is coming to an end in just a few days. Buzz Smith blogs about electric cars, and he says people need to act fast to get that incentive.
Basically, I'm trying to get the word out that the rebate that Texas has for efficient vehicles, specifically in my case, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles, is ending in 1 week. And it's $2,500 off the price of a new car sent to you as a check from the state. And I'm just trying to get the word out that this is coming to an end in 1 week at 5 p.m.
So that's going to be on June 26th at 5 p.m. The state of Texas will no longer provide the electric vehicle incentive program.
Yes.
And so why are you so plugged into this?
In 2012, I got a Volt. 2 months later, my wife got one. We bought our third Volt for our daughter, and this is something that has changed my life. I built a much more efficient house and moved out of a large house, and it's become a crusade for me. And yes, I'm a car salesman now. I was a manufacturing engineer and gave that up to become a car salesperson, and I'm just trying to get the word out so, one, people will know and come buy a car from me, but also this is an important program, and I think it's important that if someone's been on the fence about getting one of these fantastic new electric vehicles, it's something that they need to know about.
So there hasn't been a whole lot of advertising that Texas has this incentive program, and I haven't heard anything also about that it was coming to an end.
Yes, it is a shame. It seems that the state put together a nice program. It would have been better if it was point of sale, but no billboards, no advertising. I'm active with the North Central Texas Council of Governments EVNT committee, and I knew about it from that, but there are even car dealerships where the salespeople that sell these vehicles didn't even know that this program existed.
And tap in the federal incentive program, someone who buys a plug-in hybrid or an EV, they could get $7,500 off the price of a car.
Yes, up to that. It depends on how much income tax you pay each year, if you get the 100% of it or not. Yes, together in Texas, there was a $10,000 incentive between state and federal incentives to get you into a much more efficient vehicle that's better for the environment.
What's the state's deal? Why would the state want to incentivize people to buy energy-efficient vehicles?
Well, in our major cities in Texas, unfortunately, we've got some real air quality issues that the federal government is going to bring a hammer down on us if we don't get these things fixed. And this was part of that program to try to reduce air pollution.
And now the program is coming to an end. What happened there?
Well, it originally was set up just to be, I think it was a 13-month program. It had a scheduled end date. And was up for renewal, and due to some politics in Texas, apparently both the House and the Senate, from what I've heard, unanimously approved it, and in committee, the resolution committee, to combine the two bills, a rider was added, and everybody balked at that, and it died. So it was just something that was already planned in. We were hoping it would continue. In fact, it was so poorly publicized that the last time I looked, there was still over $4 million left in the program that's available for rebates.
So basic Austin smoke-filled backroom politics.
Probably something exactly like that, yes.
Well, we've seen also in Austin that there seems to be, they're not taking kindly to Tesla selling its vehicles in Texas. You can't sell a Tesla in Texas, right?
You can actually buy a Tesla in Texas. What you can't do is go to one of their stores and buy it. They can tell you all about the car, and then you can go home and order it online. You will not get the, during the $2,500 Texas rebate program, you could not get that because they do not have a dealer network here in Texas. Having looked at it from both sides, having, not worked for a dealership and not working for a dealership, I can see that in rural areas, there would be just no assistance with something like a Tesla, or virtually no assistance compared to a dealership networks. And I believe personally that in the long run, Tesla's talking about cranking up 500,000 cars a year, they're going to need a dealership network to handle servicing those vehicles. So I think it's inevitable in the long run. I don't think Texas is against Tesla as much as they are in favor of a dealership network in between the manufacturer and the customer in order to service them better.
You blog about electric vehicles, and we read about Tesla coming out with a more of a consumer-level model of a vehicle. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, I'm so excited. This year, there are 42 new plug-in vehicles coming out, but Chevy has announced at the Detroit Auto Show this year the Chevy Bolt. The name is confusing since it's so close to Volt. Nissan has said they're going to come out with an electric vehicle that has a 200-mile range. The Bolt will have a 200-mile range, and the Tesla is saying it will have at least a 200-mile range per charge. And this is just a golden time for the development of electric vehicles. This is huge.
Here we are in Texas. Is there a hungry market for these e-vehicles in Texas? Because we keep hearing about that Texans aren't ready for this.
Oh, I think Texans are absolutely ready for this. Like I said, I've had three electric vehicles myself. I've got customers that have come in and bought their second electric vehicle from me. I think that once all of the politics dies out, and by this I don't mean just the TCEQ or the Texas rebate program, but for instance, when the Chevy Bolt first came out, Fox News would say they would just burst into flames. Rush Limbaugh said you could only drive 4 hours or 40 miles, and then you had to stop for 4 hours to recharge. All of these were just blatant lies. And the problem was that for some reason, electric vehicles, because they all seemed to come out once President Obama was in office, conservatives were against it because they felt it was an Obama car. I've had customers tell me, oh, no, that's an Obama car. When the fact of the matter is, the incentive programs at the federal level were started during President Bush's administration, George W. Bush's administration. So this really isn't a conservative, liberal, or Republican, Democrat issue. And if we can take the politics out of it, the people that have taken test drives with me are blown away at the performance of electric vehicles. And you mentioned my blog earlier. I've gotten that BMW i3 on loan, and I've gotten a Cadillac ELR on loan and did a video review of these. And in my neighborhood, neighbors would walk up and want to try the car out and would have this unbelievable smile come over their face when they feel the acceleration that an electric car gives them over gas. Now, when I tell them I'm getting the dollar equivalent of 102 miles per gallon, they're just stunned. I mean, I literally go to the gas station once every 3 months to buy 9 gallons of gas. And the rest of the time, I just plug it in like an iPhone.
When people test these cars and they see how they perform, and then they look at the sticker, the price tag, and then with these incentives, that would be enough to say, I'll do it. But with the incentives going away, do you think people are going to be less enthusiastic about buying these vehicles?
Well, it is a monetary issue, but since so many people didn't even know about the Texas rebate, I think that rebate going is not going to have much of an impact since they didn't know it was there to begin with. But it definitely has an impact. Now, the people will go for the test drive. They really like the idea. The issue I have with both the Texas rebate and the federal tax credit is that these are after the point of sale. So let's say I can only financially qualify for a $25,000 car, but I want a $35,000 electric vehicle. Well, there's $10,000 in government incentives, but I have to have the financial wherewithal to be able to get a $35,000 loan and wait for the money to come from the state and come from the federal government, and hopefully have the discipline to apply that money towards the purchase of the, or not the purchase of the car, but the payments that I'm making on the car. If it was a point of sale rebate, you could have people who really would benefit the most from electric vehicles, those who are strapped financially that really need to save money on gas. They would have an opportunity to join this revolution and try out these fantastic vehicles.
Buzz Smith writes the blog, My Electric Vehicle Journey. It's at buzzsmith.us. He is lamenting the loss of the Texas Electric Vehicle Incentive Program that runs out at 5 p.m. on June 26th.